Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. And if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Hi, I'm Lynn Wilford Scarborough, and I live in Bedford, Texas. And I have the former, I sell gourmet cheese spreads. Cheese Apleza is the name of my company. We sell through Central Market and also through in Central Texas, as well as my former life. I was a TV news consultant and working in the news business.
Awesome. So how did you get the idea to start this company?
Well, how I got the idea was I've always been a person that's been involved in the food business in one way or another. In high school, I got bored with football games. So I was in charge of the concession. So I didn't have to watch the games. But how I got involved was after being on the road for a long time, my mother got sick and she was in a nursing home. And anybody who's got an elderly parent know that they get food fatigue, especially if they've been a foodie. So I was at the nursing home with mom. We were having problems with getting enough protein in her. So I was desperate to get nutrition in mom because it made all the difference in her life. And she said, honey, would you make me a pimento cheese sandwich homemade? And I just went, okay, mom, even though I don't like pimento cheese, because to me, it never was something I ever ate as a child. So I made her one, but instead of, because she had health issues, I took out the salt and I reduced the salt, took out the sugar and made it like a cheese ball. So it had way more flavor and didn't taste like all that mayonnaise, because I said, she couldn't eat the ones that were in the store. Cause she says, honey, those things glow in the dark. I can't eat that. So I said, yes, mom. And so I started making her gourmet cheese spread that was, lots of flavor, and I used herbs and spices instead. And it all began with mom. And then later I started, after mom passed, I sold some at farmer's market and boom, it took off. And now we're 8 tons later and we're selling the cheese.
Awesome. So I'm just curious, right, in terms of like the actual product, how do you differentiate yourself from competitors? Or if you do have competitors, like what does that look like for you?
Well, they may look similar to a pimento cheese, but the difference is the flavor. Once people taste it, they can tell. We are a premium product. And most pimento cheese spreads are made with one type of cheese. If it's even made with cheese, a lot of it's used powdered cheese. But we actually have 5 types of cheese and we have herbs and spices instead of chemicals and salt. The other thing is I have over 50 flavors that we've developed. We have spicy, we have savory, we have sweet, and we have a lot of ethnic sassy ones like wasabi, Greek holiday, pizza pizzazz, dill pickle palooza. So we have food that is a lot of fun, but it's also more nutritionally dense and it's definitely got bigger flavor.
Awesome. So in terms of today, like you mentioned, it's being sold in stores. So I guess like, you know, from the business side, like what percent of your business is e-commerce versus retail?
Well, we are not in e-commerce, even though that is where we really want to be. But the challenge is that they'll even tell you on Shark Tank, you know, you don't want to deal with refrigerated products, which is our problem. I had people that would order some, I shipped it. It cost more to ship it and make sure that it was there on time than it did for the cost of the product itself. So we're looking as, you know, people can order through our companies, like the stores that we're in, they can ship because they already have that in place. But we're looking as we scale up to being in Amazon. And once we're in Amazon, Whole Foods in that place, they can take care of the shipping for us because that's not really where we need to be at this point in time.
For sure. So it's more of just like the infrastructure to ship it is expensive. And for you, it's like, it all has to make sense. Like, okay, let me just have a third party like an Amazon or a grocer if they can ship it or deliver it, you know, home delivery, right? Right. That way you don't have to worry about all these like, you know, crazy shipping expenses to ship cold items.
Yeah, because the challenge is that one, you're going to have ice packs with it. And a lot of people do that, like the Go Fresh, but they purchase in such quantity, it's not an issue for them. The other issue is a timely delivery. We had problems where we would ship it with a guarantee of 2 days and we get there 4 to 5 days later and the product was spoiled. So until we have a mega system where we have a big hammer that we can make sure that everything gets there on time. It's just not an effective use. However, if somebody like Neiman Marcus and other people want to start that have those systems in place, we are happy to be part of their, be in their catalog.
For sure. So in terms of your products, like how have you gotten the word out so far? I mean, being in the, you know, like in the grocery store, have you done like samplings? Like how have you gotten like in front of people to this point?
That's a great question. And it is a challenge, but as most people know in the food business, you got to get it in their mouth. You know, they may, you know, we have done we have done sampling. This is never my intention to start this company. Trust me, cheese was never in my dream board, much less in something that I ever thought I'd do. It just kind of happened. Here I was, you know, older, finished other careers, and I discover I have this gift for cheese making. But what we do is we started in farmers markets and from farmers markets into small stores. Sampling is critical, but we also do a lot of social media and we have fantastic evangelists. I just let the people to, we are doing social media that we're growing that. And we also worked very hard to develop really catchy names that people like and they remember. And we've also done we've spent a lot of time on developing our packaging so that we had sort of the more advanced type of labels and colors that would help attract the demographic we're reaching for.
Awesome. So I'm curious, in terms of your strategy for social media, have you hired influencers or run ads? Like how have you gotten in front of people to this point?
Well, we're pretty much still a bootstrap organization. My answer next year will be totally different because we're about to launch some stuff. But we've used a lot of social media purchasing ads, but influencers is our next stop of what we're going to go for. We're also going to be doing videos, cooking videos, short little cooking videos, that and how to use it. I found that people after COVID really want to know how to cook because there are more people than ever before that don't know how to cook or don't have time or have no desire to. So what we have is a ready-made product they can eat either as chip or they can sit and put with their burgers. So, you know, word of mouth and our evangelists are great, but we have a whole strategy in place. And yes, influencers is it, advertisements it, funny, you know, we have a lot of quirky stuff that we're going to be doing. We're going to do some stuff outside the box because at this point in time, it couldn't hurt. You know, it's like, why not?
For sure. So I guess like if you do like an in-store sampling or if you meet somebody who buys your product, how do you do like email segmentation, send out emails to people? Like, what does that look like to kind of have this customer lifetime value?
Well, we're in the process of building that. But what we have found really works is I really like providing little ways, recipe cards. I mean, it seems simple. People love having paper in their hand. And yes, we do. We have online, we're building our recipe books and how to use that online. But we're looking at coupons for people. Email marketing is we are going to be doing that. But with the social media, we're looking at targeted marketing for the demographics where the stores are, because I've been very strategic about, because we're still in farmers markets, but our time in markets is phasing out this year because our focus is on the stores. We have to be building them, but we are strategically choosing stores that are geographically located, farmers markets that are near those stores so that we can build that demographic. Everything that I do at every market has to flow in to the store in some way.
For sure. So in terms like that makes sense. I mean, obviously, like you mentioned, right, that you're pretty much like only in Texas now, but as you're planning like on expanding in 2024, what are some other states where you could see a good fit for your product? Are you really kind of focusing on, you know, being in all 50 states? Like,
well, we know we can go national and international, because I've been in development for example, I have developed a whole line for the Hispanic market. And I have several products for the Asian market, for example, wasabi, and I've got chai. And then I'm also, you know, I'm the only one in the country with some of these flavors, like using the habanero and the poblano. So what we have is we're trying to build, it's not national. You've got to think international because, you know, Texas is just a microcosm of what's happening across the whole country. I, you know, it's there are things definitely that that are very different about the cheese market for the Hispanic versus Asian versus the Northeastern. We know that the four state regionally is great. I mean, we don't have any problem in Oklahoma, but Southeastern, we're going to have an interesting competition, because the type of cheese I made a pimento cheese for the Southwestern market versus the Southeastern, but I have other flavors that they haven't even dreamed of yet that the competitors have. But we've created a new niche within the cheese spread market. You know, there's the people that have the ultra processed, the ultimate would be like cream cheese Philadelphia. That would be the one end of it. And your craft, pull it out of the bucket and do it up. And it looks like, you know, basically cheese paste. Okay. That's the one end. And then you have the pimento. Well, we're the whole niche above that, where back in the day, when you would have, for example, if you would go to a pub in England, you would have a pub cheese that they created. They ground the cheese themselves. They mix their own flavors regionally. And it was like specialized just to that place. We've created sort of that ultimate premium pub cheese that can be used by kids or by people in nursing homes or by moms or people to use on burgers. So we are having so much fun and are so excited about the way our product can be used. I mean, when I've got chefs coming to me and going, "Oh my God, this is great." I go, "Wow, that's wonderful." So I'm just really grateful that I've had this opportunity and I can make people happy every day when they're trying it.
Awesome. So for 2024 to be successful for you, like, where do you want this year to go? Like, in terms of even a percentage of revenue increase from last year, like, what are some of your goals for 2024?
2024, we are going to more than double our revenue, because we are targeted. We know we are in a group of a very select, high quality grocery stores. Well, we want to double into another group. And then from that point, go to the triple. But what we also have to do is we're at that place that every small production company has. Is like, do you get the volume enough so you can move everything to a co-packer? And this is our transition year. We are, you know, it's like a teenager with hollow legs. You can't feed the system enough for what we're doing. But we are moving into other big box grocery store chains and looking at possible food service also, and also marketing through home delivery groups. And at that point, we will be into a co-packer, and then Katie barred the door. We'll come and give you a cheese and please a party.
Awesome. So what would you say is like the biggest challenge that you face in the business today?
Cell division. I can't is it too late for cloning? I wish like every owner, it's like there's never enough of us to go around. And I'm really not looking forward to growing a second head for all the hats. But it's that place of handing off the things to other people, finding the right people that I can hand them off to, preparing ourselves to go to scale, which we have to, we've been in the process of reformulating so that we can increase nutritional density and shelf life. And when we have the shelf life, then we have the co-packers. So it's like most people, it's sales, scaling, financial. So it's those things, all things working together. And then of course, the fourth part of that, the fourth leg of the table is having the right staff in place. And I've got some great, I have some excellent company support working with me. So very grateful. I have Tim Prager, who used to be vice president over at Nestle's Waters. He's working with me consulting. And the Dallas area has been fantastic. We have a group called DFWCPG. And I've also been supportive. I've been at the DEC Network and Texas Women's University. I've gotten incredible support from the community here. And as a business entrepreneur, I'm just very grateful for it. There's so many, you know, there's help out there, folks. You just got to go get it.
For sure. Yeah, that's 100% true. So obviously now in 2024, people are looking at high level technology, things like AI. So do you use AI in your business? And if not, like, where do you see AI potentially adding value in 2024?
Well, AI, I think, I just started playing with it, but I'm really enjoying it. Actually, the group that is doing some of my social media, they're doing AI, but I got to kick them up a notch. And I'm looking at using AI for generating some copy. I've actually used AI for generating some, actually using graphics for me, which is fun. But as we launch different types of websites, is what we're doing. Like, we want to develop, you know, landing pages for each one of the different flavors and ways that they can use it. AI will be fun to work with at that time. And there's so much that AI can do that I don't even realize it can do. But I'm looking forward to figuring it out for and sure, having smart people like you, Dan, to help me with that.
For sure. So what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this business?
Oh, wow. There's so many things. It has to be one. The one piece of advice is get your capital. Capitalization is important beforehand, and developing, you know, and don't get ahead of yourself before you're ready. And
for sure.
It's better to move slower and build a strong foundation than it is to go faster with the food industry, because there's so many issues that we've got to deal with in terms of there's so many pieces that come together. For example, the trademarking, the shelf life issues, this labeling. There's 1,000 little details that you have to get in place. If I'd been more attentive to detail on some of the things, I would have saved myself some time later.
No, for sure. Yeah, those things are very important. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for your business?
I'm scaling, and I am scaling into more stores. And my issues are going to be making sure that we can, well, a year from now, we're going to be doing a big capital raise, because we're going to be launching and looking forward to going into about 125 stores by then.
Awesome. That's exciting. And we're rooting for you. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out, do you mind sharing your website, social media?
Absolutely.
Best ways to get in contact.
Well, best way to get in contact with me is lynn4market@gmail.com. The website is cheesapleasa.com, but best way to reach me actually is through social media. You can find us on Facebook, Cheesapleasa. That's CHEEZAPLEEZA. Cheesapleasa. You just got to say it Italiano. And also through Instagram, you can follow what we're doing. And we would love to see you. And we're in farmers markets, rotating through farmers markets. And we always post our schedules on Friday. But Central Market is the place to go, because we're in the dairy section. We have three of our flavors there: Mega Garlic, Hatch green chili, and our pimento cheese, the five cheese pimento. And we've won awards at State Fair with these guys. So the people are liking the flavor.
Awesome. Well, I'll give you guys a follow on Instagram after our podcast. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dan. Thanks for the opportunity. Have a great day, everyone.
Thanks. You too. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.